St. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." At the end of his first letter to the Thessalonians, Paul encourages them to live a Christian life, giving them a list of short exhortations. Together they comprise a positive picture of what life looks like day to day, hour by hour, moment by moment, in the Christian community. Among these exhortations, he says, pray without ceasing. The Desert Fathers took this quite literally. The Christian can and should do this, and the Fathers teach us how. We have a prayer rule. We go into the inner room. We pray with a prayer book. We pray for our needs and our concerns. We pray with our bodies, standing before the icons. And then, no matter how long we stay, sooner or later we leave, so that we can attend to our needs and our duties in life. Sometimes circumstances do not even allow us to do this much. So how do we pray without ceasing? St. John of Damascus writes this about prayer. Prayer is the raising of one's mind and heart to God, or the requesting of good things from God. And St. Thérèse of Lisieux writes, prayer is a surge of the heart, a simple look turned toward heaven, a cry of recognition and of love. No matter what our duties require or our personal needs dictate, it is possible to do all these things with an awareness of God's presence that becomes conscious and active as soon as our minds are free to turn to Him. It is like driving a car with your spouse sitting next to you. Your eyes are on the road, your hands are on the wheel, your mind is on what other drivers are doing, but you never forget that the one you love is by your side. The basic technique that the Fathers teach is to repeat short prayers whenever you are free to do this, and the prayer that most people use is some form of the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Who is God? Who am I? And what is the one thing above all that I need from Him? The Jesus Prayer includes the answers to all of these questions. When we make it truly our own, our hearts are united to Christ. Now, practically speaking, how do I engrave this prayer on my mind and my heart? We can start by adding a fixed number of repetitions of the Jesus Prayer to our prayer rule. 3, 10, 25, 33, 50, 100, whatever. To help us count without distractions, we can use a prayer rope or a rosary. As we finish each repetition, we move to the next knot or bead. During the prayer rule, we can align all the components of prayer in an integrated way. We say the prayer with our vocal cords. We move from knot to knot with our fingers. We sign ourselves with the cross, standing, making bows and prostrations, trying as much as possible to engage our minds in the words of the prayer, turning our hearts to God. Here we are firing on all cylinders, but when we leave the inner room, this is no longer possible. Our voices go silent when we stand at the checkout counter. We cannot use a prayer rope while we bathe a child. Our minds drift off to sleep or we engage in necessary conversations. We do not do prostrations as we mow the grass or when we are stuck in traffic. Still, we repeat the Jesus Prayer whenever the opportunity arises, employing all the components that the moment will allow. The prayer rope is a tool we use to pray without ceasing. Sometimes we use it to count prayers. At other times, we can carry it with us in our pocket or on our wrist. It works as a reminder, and we can easily employ it, moving from knot to knot with our fingers as we pray. This physical action sustains the momentum of our prayer when we become distracted. Sometimes our minds will drift away from the prayer. This should not distress us. When our minds and hearts reconnect, at that very moment we are asking for God's mercy. So we just continue praying. It is the work of a lifetime to pray without ceasing. It is not complicated, but it requires persistence. And so over time we train our hearts to abide in the presence of God, even as we care for our own needs, perform our duties, and relax, even as we sleep. There is a book written 150 years ago in Russia called The Way of a Pilgrim. It is a classic tale of a disabled, homeless peasant who wanders around Russia in a quest to discover exactly how to pray without ceasing. He discovers the Jesus prayer, and his life is transformed. I can recommend it. But remember that books are no substitute for prayer. It is time to take action.